Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, August 29th, 2019. Yeah, regulating bad things. You know, it's just interesting. We talk about so many things, but again, our attitudes, our behaviors, you know, Larkin, Texas reminds us. And people understand. I think some people understand. It doesn't matter. You can get as upset as you want. In fact, that sort of lends itself. That is a shoulder that is put to the
science
effort to plunge us all into chaos, utter chaos. And, you know, getting people excited and, again, worked up into a frenzy, attacking virtue and essentially helping to plunge people into a devolved state of viciousness and corruption. So behavior is kind of where it is. You know, speaking of regulating bad things, you know, bad tree, bad fruit, that's probably not something you want to regulate because, as I've said before, if you prune a bad tree, you get a more virulent strain, a more virulent and pervasive strain of evil. Isn't that just common sense? If you prune it, you'll get more of it. You cut one off to grow back. Better to pluck it out by the roots. So this is a clip, RT clip from 2017, the Sophia segment. That's not even the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show YouTube channel, because that appearance, Sophia's appearance back in 2017, has almost 20 million views. This other clip we played has 38,000 views. But this clip that we're going to play from RT America, published back in 2017 also, only has 115,000 views. But everyone in America is doing this, right? Because we're all concerned about our health, our children's health, etc. Speaking of regulating things, bad things, go ahead, please.
Scientists have long suspected excessive cell phone usage was connected to cancer and certain birth defects. Now a new report says those claims may need to be taken more seriously. RT's Trinity Chavez reports tonight.
We've heard it all before, how cell phones can cause cancer. Well, now for the first time, health officials have released guidelines about harmful cell phone radiation and how you can prevent it.
This is definitely something to think about. I have kids. They have phones also. I mean, it's just a part of our everyday life.
If you sleep with your cell phone on your nightstand, you might want to find a new place to keep it. The California Department of Public Health is warning people who keep their cell phone within arm's reach while they sleep could be at risk of cancer, infertility, and other health issues. Dr. Karen Smith said, although the science is still evolving, there are concerns among some public health professionals and members of the public regarding long-term, high-use exposure to energy emitted by cell phones. According to the report, cell phones emit radio frequency energy when they send and receive signals to and from cell towers. And some scientists and public health officials believe this energy may impact human health. And with the average child getting their first cell phone at just around 10 years old, children may be the ones most at risk. Dr. Karen Smith says children's brains develop through the teenage years and may be more affected by cell phone use. Parents should consider reducing the time their children use cell phones and encourage them to turn the devices off at night. The strategies the CDPH released for lowering cell phone-related health issues includes keeping the phone away from the body, reducing cell phone use when the signal is weak, and keeping the phone away from the bed at night. Those were just to name a few. Now, while some people were open to these precautionary steps, others weren't as easily persuaded.
Absolutely, yes. I would definitely, you know, go by whatever guidelines that we would have to follow.
I mean, it's something to think about, but on the other hand, this is the new world. Everybody's using cell phones, and no one ever thinks about using an earpiece or Bluetooth, which prevents it, but what are you going to do? You have to go with the flow.
While there have been numerous studies done throughout the years, the fact still remains that there is no convincing evidence that cell phone radiation can increase the chances of one getting cancer. Reporting in New York, Trinity Chavez, RT.
So that's an interesting bit of propaganda, isn't it? I mean, it's very subtle, artful, dialectical game theory propaganda. You got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of Coke, a little bit of Pepsi. It's not, do I drink soft drinks? do I drink these beverages or do I not? It's, do I drink Coke? Do I drink Pepsi? What do? You know? So you see stories like this, it should raise concern. And what I'm referring to specifically there is that gentleman at the end, they don't rebut what he says. In fact, they include it. You know, everybody's doing it. You know, on the other hand, this is the new world. That's an interesting little thing, huh? Everybody's doing it. No one ever thinks about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one ever thinks about using an earpiece or Bluetooth, which prevents it. Yeah, that kind of sounds like, so I was here and, you know, the towers fell, you know, collapsed because of the intense heat due to the fire. And nobody thinks about using an earpiece or a Bluetooth, which prevents it. Uh-huh. Right. Or maybe makes it worse, but, you know, who's counting? What difference does it make? You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have to go with the flow. That's where it ends in the dialectical continuum. You got to keep flowing to the end of the dialectical continuum. So as a result of all of this information, you know, we have the 5G conferences just in recent view, speaking of this kind of technology, and I've mentioned how it's just sort of invading every hamlet and town across the country, has been for years, part of the national broadband initiative to bring broadband to every corner of America, of the North American continent, you know, including places where people don't want it. It's what you want. Assumptive tyranny strikes again. It's what you want. No, we don't, actually. No, it's what you want. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. So as a result of these kinds of things, everyone has a Faraday cage, right, that they keep their phone in. Now people have demanded essentially through their purchasing power, you know, the power that they command by purchasing in vast numbers, that these cell phone stores carry at a minimum a Faraday cage that they keep their phone in at all times unless they're using it. You know, Dr. Mercola says he doesn't even want to touch his phone anymore because of how powerful the signal is and how disruptive it is to the body's physiology at all. You know, we have these protective and preventative measures, especially with children, right? We all have we all wear clothing to prevent, to mitigate and prevent as much as possible the effects of non-ionizing radiation and so forth. Not to mention going a step beyond and demanding better technology. Maybe we shouldn't be using this technology that is harmful, whatever it is, whether it be the opioid stuff or this stuff. And so it's just, you know, again, behavior. What do you call that? I forget the, there's a name for that. When you're just constantly addressing superficial, specious symptoms, really never getting to the root cause, never addressing the cause of this kind of stuff. Be one thing to get down to addressing the root symptom. We haven't even done that, you know. Don't seem to be concerned. So it's interesting how that works, I think. And that, to me, is part of the discussion. It lends, you know, it is part of the behavioral discussion and the way that people are manipulated and what we can do. What can we do about that? Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Tom in Utah. Tom, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Yep. Good morning.
Oh, Chrissy.
Good morning,
Tom. To drag you back from Mars back down to Earth, you were talking about the opiate thing. I just want to remind everybody of the fact that and all that money that's being, quote, awarded to the victims, how much of that is going to get to the victims after the lawyers are done?
That was my point, too. And in addition to that, medical expenses and related expenses and then they'll be left with little to nothing and no ability to try to prevent future malfeasance.
Hello?
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, the sad thing is the largest beneficiary of the opium addiction of America is not even listed in those companies, and it's the big mother company of which I used to be a part of, and that is McKesson and Robbins. They are the single largest distributor and broker of the medications, and including the opiates. In fact, in my day, back in the 70s, it was the Percodan, Percocet, painkillers. But nobody's talking about the largest beneficiary of the opiate addiction, and that is McKesson. They are the big mother brokers for Lilly, yeah, Merck, Pfizer, LaRoche.
Right, and that name goes back some time, just like IG Farben, Council of the Gods, Bayer, etc. McKesson and Robbins is a name that goes way back. There is, for example, you can look up on Wikipedia as a jumping off point, the McKesson and Robbins scandal of 1938.
Yeah, I'm a little ashamed that they actually paid for my medical education, but in return, I have to become a whistleblower with the knowledge I obtained in that experience. By the way, right now I'm also worried about the people of Florida may end up with the problems of the new hurricane coming. And so if everybody gets a chance, go to Gassing America and go to the connection on the FEMA trailer problem. Because, this is another method of them enacting their plan to thin the population. I hate to say it like that. It sounds like I'm crazy. But in fact, that is the reality. So if you're in the eye of that hurricane or in the line of that hurricane, make sure. Make sure you review the material I have on gassingamerica.com. Links over to licensedtokill.us, and it literally talks about the victims of Sandy and Katrina, where I was brought in before. And the FEMA does not care about your well-being. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. And that is a fact.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to do is just let you know that McKesson is the big mama. And she's been making, call it the big mama.
Absolutely.
She's been making the profits hand over fist on this opiate addiction.
Yep. And again, part of a fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people for a long time. I'll add this entry. Speaking of McKesson and these kinds of things, and again, you think of people wowed by stupid parlor tricks who just keep, this the same parlor trick over and over. I think of, my mind thinks Dewey Oxberger, John Candy's character in Stripes, Dewey Oxberger. Isn't this fun? You're learning how to play poker. Isn't this great? You're learning while he's fleecing this guy, this naive and trusting guy. And then from there, you go back to William Devil Bill Avery Livingston Rockefeller, the snake oil salesman that America emulates today and perpetrating frauds against one's fellow man. So Investopedia has an interesting article. This is where I'll leave this subject. You brought it up, so I'll mention this. There's an article published earlier this year over at Investopedia titled Four Famous Inventory Frauds You've Never Heard Of. And number three on the list is McKesson and Robbins. McKesson and Robbins was a drug and chemical company in the mid-1920s that attracted the attention of Philip Musica, an individual with an unsavory past, and included criminal acts and multiple fake names. Under the name Frank DeCosta, Musica greeted the advent of U.S. prohibition in 1919 with the creation of a company that manufactured hair tonic and other products that had high alcohol content. These products were sold to bootleggers, which used the alcohol to produce liquor to sell to customers. Musica purchased McKesson & Robbins in 1924 using the name F. Donald Koster and seeded the company with family members to help them to help loot the company, which reminds me of other, you know, in contemporary terms, I think of guys like Skull and Bones member Eddie Lampert and Kmart Sears, that kind of stuff. The fake purchase orders, inflated inventory and skimming cash from company sales and occurred despite the presence of Price Waterhouse as the company's auditors. Imagine that. How did that happen? When the scam was finally detected in 1937, the SEC determined that $19 million in fictitious inventory was on the balance sheet, a sum equal to approximately $285 million in current dollars. The McKesson and Robbins scandal had a profound impact on the accounting industry and led to the adoption of generally accepted auditing standards, GAAS, including the concept of an independent audit committee. Sure, independent is a relative term. Another change included having auditors personally inspect inventory to verify its existence. Yeah, that'll do it. Which reminds me of Bush 1 saying we'll never have CIA agents on the, you know, as credentialed journalists. We'll never do that again. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of today's broadcast. Go ahead, Tom. Did you have anything else to add?
Well, since I have the disadvantage of being assaulted and blinded, I can't quite refresh my memory on the words of John the Revelator that are being fulfilled right now through this issue. And that is where he says, and I'm paraphrasing, that the great and abominable will, through sophistry or sorcery, drug or sedate the nations. Maybe you can be helpful and if you can remember that passage from the book of Revelations where John warns us of this situation where we will be, how to say, the victims of sorcery.
Yeah, the first thing that I always say when the subject of the book of Revelation arises is it's singular. It's the revelation. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The revelation of Jesus Christ." Revelations, plural, is a book by Albert Pike of an entirely different nature.
Okay.
So the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, is it's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, etc., etc. Anyway, so I think what you're referring to is chapter 18 and the pharmakia, the sorcery.
Right.
So in the in the NASB,
my old employer,
the light of the lamp. Yeah. So the kings of the earth, the merchants of the earth, you know, there's this system. And that's a whole different discussion. You know, we could get into things, esoteric things like the high water mark and all that stuff, but we will forgo that today. The lamp of the light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will no longer be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. That's pharmakia in the Greek.
Yep. That's Macassan.
Just to conclude that thought, the final verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on the earth. So that's, you know, maybe just something to punctuate the...
It's a perfect match. You know, sadly, I bought into that educational nonsense, and for, you know, about 40 years, I was party to the problem. And then when I hit the steel table myself and had the opportunity to look into eternity, and I was asking myself and the spirit, you know, the internal voices, how did I end up here? And they said, you already know. In fact, I was kind of, the way I tell, I say, when I hit that steel table and I was asking why I was there, they said, you already know, idiot. And the term
right.
idiot, of
it's,
course.
You know, like Mom used to say. Right.
In other words, I was
like
not
Mom
ignorant.
Used to say, if you ask the question, you probably already know the answer. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was not ignorant, but I was ignorant. And you know, all of those years of working in medicine, I knew that the human body was not designed to handle those sophistry, those, you know, those drugs. They were all interfered with the real actions that God created in our body. Of course, when I hit the steel table, then I had to repent, and I've been doing that for the last 30 years. But of course, my old employer doesn't like it. But the fact is, we've been looking for the quick fix, and instead of listening to John and the Lord and going to, you know, nature and to the garden, we've gone to the pharmacia. And we are paying the price.
Yeah.
And like it says at the end there, the blood of the saints. Our bodies have become the repository of the poisons. And as a consequence, we are losing ourselves and losing our minds. We are medicated in our head as well. So I really appreciate the words that John scribed and expressing the words of the Lord that way to us. And I feel sad that, you know, I was assaulted and blinded in D.C. as I exposed this, so I have the disability of going back and reviewing that wonderful scripture, body of scripture that John provided.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you corrected me on the name. That is the book of Revelation, not Revelations, right?
Singular, yep. Exactly. Thanks, Tom. Stay around, folks. We'll be right back. Broadcasting
Network. People need to read it.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Birds flying high, You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know?
Monarch butterfly, and you know what I, yeah. Anyway, it's interesting that we have that in the mix. It's a fun tune. You know, Nina Simone did it well. That guy did it pretty well. And, you know, the video kind of, I think, hints at the real subtle, esoteric, underlying meanings of things. But, you know, it's a new dawn. It's a new age. It's a new, you know, whatever. Or new, as he would say. Is there a Y in that word? Is it N-Y-E-W? Anyway, I digress. So thank you, Tom, for your call. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. Heading back toward Luke 17 and Jesus' response to the apostles saying, Lord, increase our faith. The word ignorant, you know, ignorant and idiot are interesting words. I'm just going to spend a second on that, and we'll move on. Just a couple of thoughts there. So ignorant, defining terms, I think, is always useful and beneficial. Lacking education or knowledge, showing or arising from a lack of education or knowledge, unaware, uninformed. You know, again, you think of Hosea. Chapter 4 in particular, obviously. My people perish for lack of knowledge, that kind of thing. And so destitute of knowledge in general or concerning some particular matter, uninstructed or uninformed, untaught, unenlightened. And, you know, at what point, gosh, it's so interesting. I mean, Tom's talking about, you know, being a part of this system, and we are conditioned generation after in a more pervasive fashion, subtle and perceptible fashion, to believe that this bigness, you know, we conflate the bigness with legitimacy and validity and those kinds of things. Well, it must be legit. It must be the thing to do. You know, I must do this because of the bigness. Look, if there was some problem with it, somebody would say something. Well, somebody's have been saying something, and for decades, for generations. So at what point does the odinous fall upon our own and rest upon our own shoulders? Getting back to things like the technology, the things, the choices that we can make. And again, you know, I can't help but think back to the story of Amish grace and forgiveness. Different choices made by different folks, you know, folks who perhaps one might say, of a different nature, you know, entirely different choices, generally speaking. Who walk a different path. You know, the effectual outworking of the different attitude is entirely different behavior, generally speaking. So it seems to belie our own attempts to assuage our own troubled conscience and, you know, rationalize away certain things and excuse things in precisely the fashion this gentleman says in the clip that we played, Don't Sleep With Your Cell Phone, the RT America segment, where he says, you know, what are you going to do? It's a brave new world. What are you going to do? Everybody's doing it. No one ever thinks, you know, Bluetooth, which prevents. Yeah, no, you know, so It's just easier to be lazy. I've said many times on this broadcast, freedom is difficult. It requires effort on each of our parts and a particular fortitude. So what are we doing to be like the men and women that William in Montana describes, these young people growing up who are able at, you know, somewhere around 100 pounds to control a 1,000-pound animal, do it in a loving way that doesn't cause any sort of conflict or, you know, issue on part of the person or the animal per se. I know people will take issue with that. Hopefully that makes sense in the context that I'm offering it. But, you know, what are we doing to be and raise people like that versus the, you know, the cowards cowering in, you know, mother's basement, afraid of one's own shadow that the CIA seems intent to engineer. So ignorant, lacking education or knowledge, showing or arising from a lack of education or knowledge, unaware, uninformed, but whose responsibility is it? As the story goes, Abraham Lincoln took it upon himself to educate himself. At what point does the onus fall upon our own shoulders? And, you know, again, I mean, I was mentioning in light of Paul's remarks in yesterday's broadcast, oh gosh, what passage was that? Which passage was that? It was Jesus talking about I don't remember. It escapes me at the moment. Anyway. It was the issue of divorce. That's what it was. Jesus talking about the issue of divorce and the fact that Moses, you know, the Pharisees say, well, then why did Moses command that, you know, why did Moses command divorce? Jesus said Moses permitted divorce because of your hardness of heart. And there were all the related passages. But the point is, in this case, that, you know, speaking of Hosea, and again, the examples of long-suffering, I mentioned the story of my own family and how many folks are willing to endure that kind of long-suffering, you know, the Psalm 15:4 kind of, he who swears to his own hurt and does not change in this day and age. How many people have the constitution and fortitude to press through in spite of hardship? And suffering. And sometimes there is a benefit and a blessing in it. Again, the concept of godliness profitable for all things from 1 Timothy 4. Anyway, Hosea is a particularly, I would say, provocative example, you know, provoking one another to love and good works. Again, that sort of concept. But Hosea chapter 4, you know, Hosea is, there's this chain of command, redress, dressing down, where, you know, verse 1 reads, "Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land." Everyone, the inhabitants of the land, whomever is here, because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. Imagine if we had those things in America today, faithfulness, kindness, knowledge of God in the land. What is there? There is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Doesn't that sound a lot like what we're experiencing in America? Do we see any end to it in sight? Maybe we could legislate it away. Maybe we could do that. Maybe if we just get rid of firearms and knives and, you know, credit cards and shoelaces and sheets and anything else, any pointy objects, anything that could be fashioned into a weapon, which is anything, we just get rid of it all, that'll fix it, right? There is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. And so you follow the chain of command, the dressing down of chain of command. Sons of Israel were responsible for the dissemination of the oracles of God. And therefore, you know, so the list goes on. Therefore, the land mourns. Everyone who lives in it languishes. Gosh, this sounds a lot like America increasingly to me. Along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish disappear, fish of the sea disappear. Well, that is unless they've been raised in hatcheries on GMO products. Then, of course, they don't disappear. They can be genetically modified and improved, like the salmon. But here's the punchline. Let no one find fault, and let none offer reproof. You know, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In other words, don't start finger pointing unless you're going to look in the mirror to point fingers first. Interesting. So on the word idiot, person who is considered foolish or stupid according to the American Heritage definition, a person of profound mental retardation, and I would say that's in the orthodox sense, having a mental age below 3 years and generally unable to learn connected speech or guard against common dangers. Again, doesn't this kind of, to me, it categorically represents America. Excuse me. What did I hear the other day? Oh, watching Jerry Springer and whatever other, I didn't even know that was still on the air. Are those reruns or is that? That new stuff? Watching Jerry Springer makes me feel like my life is tremendously, you know, it's great. And so I wonder about things like that. And obviously there's a social engineering element to that seems fairly obvious. There are probably more subtle and nefarious social engineering aspects to it. But I've wondered recently, are the CSI crime shows, you know, those sorts of shows, is that anesthetizing and acclimating and desensitizing people to not just the violence and the gore and the evil and corruption, but to the fact that conspiracies do occur in real life? Conspiracies do occur. People do plan in secret to do bad things. Does it just sort of anesthetize people to that? I wonder. So an idiot, a person of profound mental retardation, having a mental age below 3 years and generally unable to learn connected speech or guard against common dangers. the word stupid arose in the discussion. So I think of Proverbs 12:1 whenever I hear that word. In the NASB it reads, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. Ignorantio elenchi is another related term, the logical fallacy of supposing that an argument proving an irrelevant point has proved the point at issue. That seems to, you know, again, relating to the bigness conflated as legitimacy and validity discussion. But continuing, I think of words like impotent, lacking physical strength or vigor, weak, lacking in power as to effect, as to act effectively, helpless, you know. And so this gets back to that whole learned helplessness thing versus the kind of person that William in Montana described recently. Imbecile is another word. So the impotent imbecile, we don't want that to be the American, and we don't want to raise generations of young people like that. A person who is considered foolish or stupid, person of moderate to severe mental retardation, right? Having a mental age of 3 to 7 years, again, sort of a common theme, and generally being capable of some degree of communication and performance of simple tasks under supervision. But you know what? That's okay. They'll train their replacement, the self-checkout machine. And just go on the UBI, the Universal Basic Income, because resistance is futile and you will be assimilated. But that's okay. You'll get corn chips and video games, so everything will be all right. Discipline, by contrast, training, you know, again, Proverbs 12:1, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, sort of the antidote to that kind of thing. Discipline, training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior, having their senses trained through practice to discern good and evil. Training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior, especially training that produces moral and mental improvement. Control obtained by enforcing compliance or order. That's synonymous with punishment, and some, you know, punishment intended to correct or train, which is not to say that discipline and punishment are synonymous. They do correlate in certain contexts and instances, but not in all. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. My brother. Final segment of the second hour. Already, man, that was fast. Is it me or did the second hour fly by? So words. Discipline is an interesting word. And I'll leave the definitions with this. Mental and moral training, this is from the Century Dictionary. Mental and moral training, either under one's own guidance or under that of another. The cultivation of the mind and formation of the manners, instruction and government, comprehending the communication of knowledge and the regulation of practice. Specifically training to act in accordance with rules, drill, as military discipline, monastic discipline. Anyway, so then, you know, obviously think about, you know, the drills and the DHS stuff, and, you know, that's sort of the more nefarious side of that coin, perhaps, if that makes sense. I trust that it does. Certainly to this audience. And then, of course, you know, again, Hebrews 5, everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant, but solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. That is the operative concept. Noah Webster has some interesting thoughts on discipline. Education, instruction, cultivation, and improvement, comprehending instruction in arts, sciences, correct sentiments. And, you know, when it's sciences, it's real science, it's not scientism and, you know, the justification of technocratic and cybernetic malfeasance. It's not that. Correct sentiments, morals, and manners, and due subordination to authority. And there are others, but I'll leave that to one's own discretion. So anyway, this seems to correlate in my mind directly to, again, to 1 Timothy 4, and the idea that bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things. That kind of discipline. since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come, which seems to hearken back to the story of Amish grace and forgiveness. Interesting. Kind of full circle there. That'll do it for the second hour. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.